Colossians 3:15 and 16. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
We appreciate all the gentlemen who have led songs tonight. And we want to look briefly now back in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And I want to look at one more character here before we leave that great faith chapter today. In Hebrews 11, down in verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." We all have at least two common ancestors. Adam is one. Noah is the other. Back in the Genesis account, we read about the account of Noah, and it is recorded in Genesis chapter 6. And it describes him in these terms: "Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth." And then it describes the corruptness of the earth and God's intent to destroy the earth and God's instruction to Noah to prepare an ark. And he described the dimensions of the ark, its length, its width, its height, the materials to be used, the window, the door. And he said, "I'm going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." And then he tells all the animals that are to be brought into the ark. And the most remarkable verse after all of that, God talked to Noah about something that he had no conception of. Until that time, rain had not fallen on the earth. It describes the earth as being watered by a mist that arose. That's what the Hebrew account tells us. "By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, he believed God." And there at the end of that account of Noah, it says, "Noah did everything just as God commanded him." You know, one of the hallmarks of saving faith is that it is a faith that responds, a faith that obeys, a faith that does exactly what God asks of the recipient. You know, when that kind of faith is exercised, there is always a tremendous reward. Noah heard God's word, and he responded, it says, in holy fear. I wonder how many people who claim to be Christians today respond in holy fear to the word of God, who tremble at God's word, who respect the word of God, who place themselves under the word of God to the extent that Noah did. In holy fear, he responded. He did all that the Lord had commanded him. And when he did, it says he did it to save his family. You know, that's one of the greatest motivations that we can have, is the effect of our decisions, our following God, our faith upon our families. And his family was brought into the ark with him. They were saved through those flood waters, and he received a tremendous reward at the end of it all. Moses stepped out of that ark, and he owned the world. He could have lived anywhere, gone anywhere. All of it was available to him. You just think he's the only person other than Adam who ever saw all that real estate available all at once. Noah was blessed by God richly in the saving of his family and in the reward that God gave him as he began that whole brave new world following the flood. I hope that as we have gone through the book of Hebrews, as we're nearing the end of this study, and as we're considering in these last chapters the faith of some of these heroes, that we'll be motivated to offer the same kind of immediate obedience, the same kind of complete obedience, the same kind of faith and trust that these individuals demonstrated here in chapter 11. Tonight, if you need to respond in any way, we would be so happy to assist you in your obedience or in your need through prayer. If you need to come, we invite you to do that as we stand and sing.